Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in the Gospel of Matthew, the first book in the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse number 11. And so last time we took a look at verse number 10 alone, in this setting that is at hand. The Lord Jesus is there in the midst, and he said a little child down in the midst of the apostles. They've asked him who would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord Jesus says, you won't enter unless you become converted like this little child. You humble yourself like this little child, believing what is what you're told by me, and just receiving it freely and without reservation. The Lord speaks about offenses, sinning against one another. He speaks about the terribleness of hell and the terribleness of sin that takes one to hell fire, and that we need to do everything we can do to avoid sin. And the point that is made in that is that we can't avoid sin. We're just full of sin. And then in verse 10, we read where he said, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. And we made that connection about how it is with abortion in our country. For so many years it has been, and 9 to 50 years it has been legal, and how it is with the little babies that are destroyed, that are murdered, that are slaughtered, how the angels of God carry them on to the Father, and they behold his face as they minister and take them on, they being innocent, they being not of a maturity to understand their place and condition before God. By the grace of God, the atonement of Jesus Christ reaches unto them. And in spite of the wickedness of mankind, in spite of the wickedness of our nation in this thing of abortion, the Lord triumphs in the mercy that he bestows upon these. It is a wicked thing for us to kill and slaughter so many, and for it to be legal. Last time I made reference to a Pew Research poll that had been done against amongst religious people, and claiming, I think, the list of the different denominations, religions, or cults was 20 plus, and well over 50% of every person of most of these different groups that were the people were questioned about. Said that they were in support. They claim to have a relationship with God, yet they say that abortion ought to be legal. And that's the reason it continues in our land. May God forgive us. In verse 11, the Lord says, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. And that word for is, in the English language, can also be substituted with the word because. And so let's read this in verse 10 and verse 11 together. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven, because the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. And so the Lord Jesus and these little ones that cannot do for themselves, are not of an age to be responsible before God for themselves. He is their Savior. And the angels, the ministering spirits, are involved in the work of God to carry the word of God and to do the bidding of God in regards to these little ones that are mentioned here. Jesus is interested in the little one. And understand, he's making this point with his disciples because in that day, women and children were not highly esteemed. They were not regarded as they should have been by the culture as a whole. The women were thought to be less, and the children, depending on, you know, the family and who they were and their nationality and all that, were thought to be even less than the women. And so the Lord Jesus says these are to be esteemed, these are to be loved, these are representative of my kingdom. Of such is the kingdom of God. And listen to what he says here in verse 12. How think ye? What do you think? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? He says, so what do you think about it? Let's talk about cattle and how we do with our cattle and our livestock. Man has 100 sheep. He's got plenty. I mean, he's got enough to take care of. And just one goes astray. What is it that he does? He will leave the 99. He will leave the 99, try to make them as safe as he can, but he will leave them to go find the one. And if so be that he find it, verse 13, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. The finding of the one that has gone astray, great rejoicing. There's rejoicing for sinners to repent. To repent. There's not rejoicing in sinners cutting off their feet and cutting off their hands and plucking out their eyes. There's not rejoicing in that. There's rejoicing in repentance. The men, women, boys, and girls seeing their need of Christ, seeing their hopelessness in themselves and their sin, this old world system and Satan is in his temptation, our own depravity, seeing the hopelessness of all of that, the inability for us to reform ourselves, but seeing Christ, and that there's great rejoicing over that one sheep that went astray that is brought back to the fold. Verse 14, even so it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. And so now he's back to the little child, isn't he? It's not the will of God that abortion be the case in our land for so many decades. It's not the will of God that little children be abused and taken advantage of. It's not the will of God that little children be done in this way. It is not the will of God from the standpoint of his general will and the creation of mankind that any sinner perish. And just speaking about generally in the whole, he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And so the apostles are set straight about the kingdom. And the Lord Jesus here makes it very plain about what sinners need to do, and they need to humble themselves before God, be converted, change their thinking before the Lord about their sin and their need of the Savior. He goes on here to say in verse 15, moreover, so this is in addition to that, and let's get up here from now, he's going to talk not about little children, but he's going to talk about those that are older and responsible. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican." So now, in regards to these offenses, he says, we're talking about grown people now, if you're offended by one, then you cannot bear it and just forgive him outright, then go and tell him how he's offended you. And if he repents, then you've gained your brother. The harmony is back. But if he won't hear you, then go get a couple of witnesses. These would be members of the church. And so this is church capacity, because that's who he's speaking to, is the apostles, the disciples in the church. Go get a couple witnesses and let them hear the case. Every word be established. And then the parties need to listen to what the witnesses say about what needs to be done. And if he shall neglect to hear them, the witnesses, the two or three that are brought in on it, tell it unto the church. And if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican. And the indication is for him to be put out of the church membership, and let him be as one that is without Christ. Let him be as one that you would be a witness to of the gospel of Christ, not shunning, because there is no shunning in the scripture. And why? That he might be gained back, that there might be repentance, that there might be conversion, converted about from the way of thinking, converted to the thinking and the way of the Lord that he gives us. And so the Lord gives instruction about this being great in the kingdom. There is no great in the kingdom. There is humility and service in the kingdom. The Lord Jesus said to the disciples as he instituted the Lord's Supper and washed the disciples' feet and such as that, he said, "I'm your Lord, and you do well to call me Lord. I am just that. But look, I've come not to be served, but I've come as one that serveth." And so the Lord tells about that. And so he gives us a clarity about these offenses. Verse 18, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth," and this speaking about church authority, "shall be bound in heaven." So there is responsibility and authority, and the Lord will not circumvent them in regards to this of the church. "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Lord gives the command. He gives the authority, he gives the responsibility, and he will not subvert that. "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, and it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." So we see here unity and the power of prayer, the power of the Lord directed towards his churches. "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." And so the Lord is not speaking about two people that just to get together to pray or to have Bible study. There is a blessing in that. And if they're saved, there is the Spirit of the Lord within them. But the Lord is talking about churches, and he's talking about even the minimum size of churches. And a church cannot come about with the right authority and purpose that is indicated in the scriptures. So who's the greatest in the kingdom? Those that submit. Who's the greatest in the kingdom? Those that humble themselves and are converted. Don't think their own thinking, but think the thinking of the Lord. Who is it? What is it that we should do to avoid sin? Everything we can. We don't want to be the offender. We need to be the children of the Lord, and we need to be merciful and see a right end and a true end to all things by the instruction of our Lord. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.